Shall we get you dressed now, Tim?
A minute.
What?
Are you busy playing with some coat hangers?
Lie down.
You're lying down?
Yes.
Well, I think I need you standing up, please.
Head.
Hanging your head?
No.
Please be careful.
Only a plate.
Yes, you've knocked one of your toys on the floor, haven't you? Which one was it?
A train fell over.
The train fell over?
Yes.
You're busy playing with coat hangers? We've bought you some more clothes today, haven't we?
Oh. Head? Not up in here.
No, you mustn't bump your head.
Mind it. Mind it.
Mind your head.
No bump within Tim's.
Reverend Tim's?
Not right within Tim's.
What are you talking about?
Lie down.
Lie down. Oh, Reverend Tim's, yes. Did we say that was one of the Postman Pat characters, Reverend Tim's?
Yes. Right. Bumper.
Sit still a minute, please. Let's put your socks on. Any trousers? No. Socks and trousers.
No.
We've bought you some new trousers this morning, haven't we?
No, one, no.
But we've got to still have another trip somewhere else to buy some other clothes, because there really wasn't a good selection, was there?
No.
We tried all over the place. Marks and Spencer's didn't have anything to fit you.
Not fit.
No. But we've got some new trousers, haven't we? What are you doing, swinging on the lampshade?
Watch out.
You're a cheeky boy, that's what you are. No, Thomas, no.
Do it like that.
No.
Do it.
You're cheeky.
No.
Yes.
Not kind of a bunch.
A bunch? No, it's a light bulb.
Not light bulb. Look at it up in the air.
I'm looking at it, yes, up in the air. That's what lights up the room when it goes dark. Nice light bulb. You look very concerned.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
No.
Oh, you're giving me a big hug. Have you had a nice day with your mummy so far?
No.
Not far?
No.
Not far? You mean not so far?
No.
You've not had a nice day with me. That's why you keep running up to me and going, flinging your arms around me. I think you've had a nice day. I think he's had a nice day.
No kiss?
No. Oh, Mummy wants to kiss her little boy.
No kiss.
Oh, do you not like kissing Mummy? Oh, but Mummy's kissing you, isn't that nice? Oh, you always enjoy cuddles with Mummy.
Oh. No caterpillars.
No caterpillars?
Yes.
Why are you saying no caterpillars?
Yes.
You're a silly Billy.
No.
I think you are.
No.
Oh, look, Freddy's coming now.
What's going on?
What's going on, Freddy?
Hello, Freddy. Like a biscuit.
Are you saying, would you like a biscuit?
Yes.
You asking Freddy if she'd like a biscuit?
Say, yeah, Freddy, you like a biscuit?
Would you like a biscuit, Freddy? Oh, shall we strap you in here?
Yes.
And we'll see if Purdy wants some food.
Yes, Anne.
Would you like a drink or anything?
No.
No, thank you. You're quite all right.
No.
Well, I think Mummy's going to make herself a cup of coffee.
Hey! There, there. and I wouldn't open it.
What would you like? A coat hanger?
No,
a coat hanger?
No, no, no.
Shh, don't shut this. Well, that's your old changing mat. Oh, I see. It's suddenly turned into a bridge, has it?
Yeah.
A bridge to put your paws on.
There's a little and there's a red bus.
The big red bus.
No red bus.
There's your bus. So Thomas, we'll have to have another trip next week somewhere to buy some, see if we can find anything else. We haven't been into Mother Care yet, have we?
No.
Well, try Mother Care and Boots. They might have some nice clothes.
Getting off.
Getting off? Who's getting off? Passengers on the bus?
No, passengers.
And Mummy took some trousers back, didn't she?
Ow!
Because I'd bought some trousers the other day.
Watch out, Lana.
Watch out, Lana. And the trousers didn't fit Mummy, so she's taken those back. Can you see this? Ooh. I'm making a cup of coffee. This isn't the usual powder we use, is it?
No.
It's in a bottle and you have to squeeze it. Squeeze it until it tells you you've squeezed it enough. Now the water on.
Let's help for a while.
And the milk goes in just as normal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah.
Nice cup of coffee. Would you like a drink, Thomas, or are you alright?
I'm alright.
You're alright, that's a good boy. I'm just going to hang these trousers back on the hanger. And then I think we'll have a look at your little doll, because we bought a doll a long time ago. What's the doll called?
What's in name?
She's called Sue.
Doll Sue.
And when we went into the shop, we saw there were some very nice little clothes for dolls. So I think if we measure Sue and see how big she is, we can perhaps buy something for her to wear. Because it's getting winter now, she'll be getting cold.
What? In the car.
The other car's fallen on the floor, has it?
Yeah.
And if we find out what size Sue is and we buy an outfit, Mummy could perhaps make us some more. Because I'd know what size I was working to. We really need to buy Thomas some more jumpers or perhaps a cardigan. A cardigan would be nice. Just a second. Where's it fallen? On the floor?
Yeah.
Gosh, Thomas, you've everything on the floor down here.
Yes, please.
There you are.
Big load here.
Pardon?
Big load.
Big load?
Yes.
There's a policeman here. Where's he come from? The police car there and the fire engine.
No, 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 no.
You don't want the policeman in the fire, in the police car?
No.
Oh. We didn't see any fire engines or police cars when we went out today, did we?
No.
You usually do. didn't see anything at all. Everybody must be behaving themselves today at Stockport. And she'd look, because that's where we've been. Where's Daddy at the moment?
Me work.
Is he at work?
Yes, and I'm home. Hall.
At Holland Hall?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Daddy, he's at work. Never mind.
Don't worry, Daddy.
Don't worry, Daddy.
Come back soon.
Come back soon.
She's getting up the day, Dale.
See you next time,
Dale. Da-da-da-yo. Get out of the mud.
Get out of the mud? Are they in the mud?
No. No. Dirty.
Dirty?
No.
Oh, I think they probably are dirty, Thomas, if they're playing in the mud, don't you? You're dirty if you play in the mud. And Curly comes in with her paws dirty. She's been walking in the mud.
Yeah. Down the mud.
Very nice today, isn't it?
Nope. Yes, nice day.
Nice day, that's not as good.
Yes, sunshine.
There's no sunshine at the moment. Where's it gone?
The mouth. It's a drop.
Where do you think the sun has gone to?
It's dark moon. Dark moon.
Dark moon.
Dark moon. It's about 32 and also 32.
Pardon?
Sonia,
Isabel and Daddy Rod?
Yes.
Yes, we saw them yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Sonia had a book party. And we ordered some books, didn't we, for Christmas?
Mummy, do you know? Mummy, do you know?
Mummy was just putting some rubbish in this one.
What's that?
There we are. So you don't want smelly rubbish inside the house.
Blue car there.
A blue car?
Yes, in the dead air.
Just a moment, let me wash our hands. And then we're going to have a look at some things, aren't we, together?
What is this, Mummy?
What's this? Your dolly Sue.
Mm.
Oh, she hasn't put any clothes on. She must be very cold.
Yes.
She's quite small, isn't she?
Yes.
I think some of those clothes we saw today at the shop look too big for Sue. You know what this is? Do you know what that is, Thomas? It's a tape measure.
To hold it.
You want to hold it?
Yes.
Ah, that's nice, isn't it?
The dolly.
That's right, we're going to measure the dolly.
Sue. What, Sue?
The clothes that we've bought you today are aged 24 to 36 months.
Get the bottom. Get the bottom.
Check her bottom, you're measuring her bottom. Yeah. 24 to 36 months, that's 2 to 3 years. But in some shops we've got to buy things that are 3 to 4 years because you're quite a tall boy, aren't you? Those clothes we saw today said they fit dollies 16 to 18 inches, so let's get the tape measure. Can you see the numbers? 1, 2, 3, 4, you count. 5, 6. Why am I counting on my own?
Yes.
Can you see each of these marks? That represents a number. And if we put the top of the measure on Sue's head, that's right, hold her still. And we measure down to her feet. No, she's only 13 inches. Oh dear, dear. She needs to be that much taller. Another 5 inches to fit into those
hold
clothes.
It.
Well, she can hold it. It's like a snake, isn't it?
Snake. Yes, snake. Snake, snake.
And what colour is it, Thomas?
White.
What colour are the numbers?
Brown.
Brown, it's black and white.
Black. Oh. So look like round.
So Sue's a little bit too small, isn't she?
Mm.
Oh, well, we'll have to see if the shop does clothes for dolls who are very small. Because she needs something now, it's getting to winter. She's got this little jacket, look.
Yes.
Shall we dress her?
Mm.
Do you want to put her coat on?
Yeah, let me do it.
Let me do it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to help?
Whoops!
There we are. What are those called?
These.
Sleeves.
Sleeves.
She's putting her arms through her sleeves. And look, the back just fastens up like that with Velcro, doesn't it? What's Sue doing? She's getting dressed. There we are.
Putting nappy on.
She wants her nappy on?
Yeah.
All right. There we are. Sue's nappy's waterproof, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you hear it crackling? Crackles, doesn't it? Made from plastic.
A big tummy. Gosh.
Has she got a big tummy?
Yes, the lips.
And big nips?
Yeah.
She hasn't got a big one, no. There we are, she's dressed. She looks better than when she didn't have any clothes on, but she still doesn't look very warm, does she?
Yeah.
What do you think she needs to make her feel warm? What do you think she needs, Thomas?
Something gray.
Something?
Gray.
Are you giving her some things to play with?
Yeah.
Have you given her your cars? Oh! Do you think the cars will keep her warm?
No.
No, she really needs some more clothes to keep warm, doesn't she?
Mm.
She needs some trousers.
Yeah.
And a jumper or a cardigan.
Mm.
And what about on her head?
No, a hair bunch.
You want to pick the tape measure up?
Yes.
Do you think she needs a hat, Thomas, to keep her head warm?
the third one now.
No.
Right, so now. Right, so.
Right, so are you going to measure Sue now?
Yeah.
Right, would you like me to hold it?
No.
You can manage?
Yeah. Oops. No, hit!
Oh, when you go out in winter, we put on your hat, and your scarf, and your coat.
Gloves.
And some gloves, that's right, gloves. And who else was told to dress warmly or he'd catch a cold? Do you remember the story?
Pippo.
Pippo, that's right. The little toy monkey in the story. Tom and his toy monkey Pippo. They went out for a walk, didn't they? And Mummy said, you must dress warmly or you'll catch cold. So Tom said exactly the same to Pippo. You must dress warmly or you'll catch cold. And they fell in the mud, didn't they?
Mm.
And when they came home, they both had to have a wash. And then what did they do?
Warm drink.
A warm drink. That's right. They sat around the fire and they had a warm drink. There's Daddy's hat here. Do you think Sue would wear Daddy's hat?
No. Nope.
It's a bit big really, isn't it?
Yes. I get a hat.
That's the hat that Daddy wore when he was on his holidays. Oh! That's much too big, isn't it?
Too big.
Much too big.
What?
If we were buying a hat for Thomas, what size should we get him? Shall we try with the tape measure? Let's see. That's right. You look cute. I'll hold the measure behind your ear. Put it round your head. And, oh! 19 and a half inches! 19 and a half inches! That's a big head, Thomas. Let's just measure it again.
Yeah.
From your forehead, right round. Well, 19 and a quarter.
Yeah.
And shall we measure Sue's head? Look, this is exactly where I measured your head. That's right, hold the measure there. And we'll put it around the top of her ears. Right round. And it meets up. It meets up there. Oh, Sue's. Oh, it's gone over her ear. 11 and a half. And what's Mummy?
Watch out, Mummy.
Watch out. Do you want to measure Mummy?
Yeah.
Can you put it around my head? Oh, that's around my neck. Should we put it around Mummy's head like this?
Yeah.
Let's see who's got the biggest head. Mummy's 21 and a half. That can't be right. Let's just do you again. As it is.
Yeah.
You're 19 and a quarter. And Mummy is
still falling out.
21 and a half. There's hardly any difference between your head and my head. Do you think we're doing it right?
Mummy's head and Daddy's head.
Mummy's head, you want to measure Mummy's head again? Shall we measure Thomas's wrist? Let's get the measure and put it round your wrist like this. Like a bracelet. 5 inches. Do Mummy's. Same place.
Just pull it out.
You can pull it out, Mummy. 7 inches. And what about this Dolly Sue? What's Sue? Sue is 3 inches. So you're 2 inches more than Sue, and Mummy's 2 inches more than you. You had your feet measured last week, didn't you? Do you remember going into the shoe shop with Grandma and Grandad? And did you see a man at the back of the shop with a machine? Bang, bang, bang. Was that the cobbler mending some shoes?
Yeah. Broken it.
Somebody broken their shoes, had they?
Yeah.
And did they go to the cobbler to mend them?
Mummy's hand.
Well, shall we measure? Head. You want to measure Mummy's head again?
Yeah.
Go on then. Oh, that was round Mummy's mouth. Cheeky. What are you looking at? Are you looking at Mummy?
Yeah.
Can you measure Thomas's foot?
Yeah.
That's what the lady in the shop did last week.
Yeah.
But she didn't use a tape measure like this. She had a very fancy machine with lights on it. There we are, sir.
Yeah.
That's going to tickle, isn't it?
That
tickle. And your foot is 6 inches long. Let's measure Sue's foot. 2 inches. What about Mummy?
Somebody's pulling it out.
Thomas, pull it up.
Yeah.
You can hold it there. Mummy's still peeling from a holiday. Look at Mummy's legs.
Thomas, hold it.
I think Mummy's about 10. I can't really. Oh, that tickled. I think Mummy's about 10 and a half. Look, here's one of your shoes. Shall we measure a shoe?
Yeah.
We need to start at the other end with the tape measure. There we are. Your shoes say 7 inches underneath. And your foot was, did we say 6 inches? Let's have a look. Yes, about 6 inches. What about your new, whoops, you didn't fall off your chair then. What about your new shoes? We've got to get these shoes cleaned up because we walked through the park yesterday in all the mud, didn't we? And your new shoes are 7 inches. That's very strange, Thomas, because your old shoes measure almost the same as your new ones, and yet your old shoes are too small and your new ones are too big. That's very funny. To tell you what, your new shoes, even though they're boots, feel lighter than your old ones. Have we
mud?
They're covered in mud, aren't they?
Yeah.
Your new shoes say 8G. You take a size 8G.
No, put in there, no. No. Put in there.
Excuse me, please.
Down, 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 down.
Just a minute. I can't tell what your old shoes are.
Minute. Mine's still
on. Mind, you just need to knock Mummy's coffee over. We drew around some shoes, didn't we, a long time ago?
Yeah.
We haven't got any.
No,
Oh, you can't put your shoe in the bread mix. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
What have we got now? Are these Mummy's kitchen scales?
Yes.
We haven't weighed you for a long time, but the scales are up in the bathroom, so we still can't do that. But when we're measuring things, Thomas, we can see what's small and what's tall and what's long and what's short. And with scales like this, we can see what's heavy. You enjoyed playing with those before, didn't you?
Up and down.
Got some stones here.
Stones. There.
Now, let's just put a weight on that side. And you put stones in here. And we'll watch the scale pan go down. Oh, that's a big stone. Shall we put some more weights on this side? There we are. Put some more stones in until the scale pan goes down again. Oh, the stones are heavier now than the weights. Shall we put some more weights on? Oh, it's not gone down this time, has it? Let's take a weight off. And we'll put another weight back on. Oh, look now! Can you see them balancing? Just let it go on its own. If we put one of your cars...
No sense.
You don't need to put the car on there now. What about the policeman? Shall we put the policeman in?
No.
No? We need to clean your shoes, and I think we need to clean the scale pan as well, because it's glass. It looks a bit grubby, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Is it dirty?
No.
There are some more weights here. Do you remember when we used these scales before? We were doing some baking, weren't we? Mm. We were seeing how heavy and how
light
things. Yes. That's called balancing, Thomas. When that needle is in the middle, can you see? When that needle's in the middle, it means the scale pans are equal. You've dropped a stone. Watch your foot. And so if you put something in one side, put something in one of the pans, that's right. You've put a weight on that side, and can you see what's happened to the needle now? It's gone down because it's heavy at that side. Now if you put something in this side, you can see it balance. It's still heavier at one side, isn't it? You're fascinated with those scales, aren't you?
Oh, don't they have broken it?
No, they haven't broken. Let's put some stones in this side.
No. They finish.
Pardon?
Bash.
We could do some weighing with some small stones, couldn't we?
Yeah.
And some buttons.
Right.
Just going to wipe the scale pan out because we don't want to put any food in if we've just been playing with stones. There are lots of sweetie shops, Thomas, especially the old fashioned ones. You can go in and ask for some sweets. Oh, I better get some Smarties that are out. And you go into the shop, and instead of being in a packet like this, they weigh them out for you. Right, we'll put a little weight on there. Smarty. And lessons.
Oh!
Now we've got half an ounce there. Mm. I must get some metric weights for pounds and ounces still. Oh, now, you tell me what's happened now. Where's the needle on that side? Do you want to put some more buttons in there until it balances? Ah, it's a lot of buttons. Now, if we put another weight on the other side. Now, that side's heavier. I think you need an awful lot of things in this scale pan there to balance it. Oh no, don't put stones in with the sweeties. Shall we just take some of the weights off there?
No.
We'll see how many stones it takes to balance the sweeties. Instead of using the weights, look, one stone, two stones, three stones.
No,
you don't want to use the stones.
No. Sweets.
Sweets? You'd like a sweet?
Yes.
Oh, would you?
Yes, having a smartie.
You're having a smartie, are you? Well, I'll have a chocolate button in that case. What do you think's heavier, a smartie or a chocolate button? You feel them. You have a smartie in one hand, a chocolate button in the other. I think the smartie's heavier, don't you? Does the sweetie in this hand feel heavier than the sweetie in that hand? But when you look at them, Thomas, the chocolate button is big and the smartie is small. But the smartie is heavy and the chocolate button is light. This is a bit you like, isn't it? Shall we put some of them back in the bag?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, I think we should. I think we should put a lot of those back in the bag.
Thomas do it.
Thomas do it. Thomas can do it, yes. You used to have to go and see Patsy when you were a baby to be weighed.
See Patsy.
We've not seen Patsy for a long time, have we?
No. Just do it, please. Just do it.
Do you want to put some more in the scale pan?
No. Look at the buttons.
Chocolate buttons?
Yes. Don't do it.
What do you say?
Don't do it now. Do it.
So who's bigger, Thomas or Sue?
Sue. Ghost.
Thomas is big and Sue is small. Which one's bigger, Thomas or Mummy?
Thomas, Mummy.
Which one's big, Mummy or Thomas?
Mummy, Thomas.
Is Mummy big?
Yeah.
Is Thomas small?
Yeah.
So Thomas is bigger than Sue and Mummy's bigger than Thomas. And who do you think's heavier? Is Thomas heavier than Sue?
Yeah.
And is Mummy heavier than Thomas? And what about long? Long and short. Has Thomas got long hair?
No.
Thomas has got quite short hair. But when you look at Sue, Sue's got no hair at all, has she?
Yes, I do.
No hair at all, so Thomas has more hair than Sue.
Head.
She's just got a head, she hasn't got any hair.
Just head.
And when we look at the telly to this, who's tall, Dipsy or Poe? Who's the tallest?
Dipsy, Poe.
Which one's tall?
She's tall.
Is Dipsy tall?
Yeah.
And Poe's the baby, isn't she? She's small.
Yeah.
And Dipsy's fatter than Poe, isn't he? Is he wider?
No, I don't.
He's wider. Let's have a look at the measure again. That's really long, isn't it?
Mm.
A long tape. If we fold it like this.
The sweets.
You're eating the sweets, are you?
Mm.
If we fold it like that, that's not very long now, is it?
No.
Is that short?
That's short, no.
That's short. Oh. And is this long, Thomas?
Not long, no.
Is that long?
No.
It is.
No, no, no.
It is. That's ever so long. What's the rhyme we know about the elephant?
Not long or leg.
Another weight, yes. That's right. He's stacking the weights up and building a tower.
Yeah. The bow.
You don't want the buttons?
Yes, the buttons and the blue packet.
In the blue packet?
Yes.
You're going to weigh out some more sweets?
Mm.
What have I done with them? Where have I put them? Anyway, you can weigh the buttons into that.
Yeah.
And where's the empty Smarty box? Here it is.
Smarties. Smarties are now.
Where have the Smarties gone? I think they've gone in your tummy, and that tummy's going to be really big.
Not working.
Don't you think it's going to be very big?
No.
I think it is.
Hello, Matt. Read it.
The packet, the button packet.
Mm.
What does it say? You're weighing the empty Smarty box now. I'm trying to think about the song about the elephant, Thomas. It's something about him being terribly tall and terribly fat. Remember that? When we look at a picture of a tiny mouse, it's very small, isn't it, compared to an elephant? An elephant's really big. The elephant walks like this and that. He's terribly tall and terribly fat. He's got no fingers, he's got no toes. Goodness gracious, what a big
nose.
We sing it with Julian, but I can't remember the rhyme we sang it, the tune we sang it yesterday, didn't we? The elephant walks like this and that. He's terribly tall and terribly fat. He's got no fingers and he's got no toes, but goodness gracious, what a big nose.
Big one.
That's right, a big one and a baby one. That's right, you're holding weights in your hand and you're saying a big one and a baby one. It's like shoes, isn't it? Look at your shoes. Here's your shoe. And there's another shoe. Can you see which one's big and which one's small?
Hold on now, playing now.
Hold on, playing now. You bored now?
Yeah.
Yes. Shall we put the scale pan away?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you see, now you can't lift that because that's very heavy, isn't it? Very heavy. Thank you. Some things are very heavy and some things are very light. That's very, very heavy, isn't it? Isabel's daddy is very tall, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a big, tall man, isn't he?
Mm.
He's not very fat, though, is he? He's a thin man. And Isabel's very tall. And you're very tall. What about Dolly Sue?
Not Dolly Sue, buddy.
Dolly Sue's not tall, is she? She's small. There we are. Shall we stack these up?
Yep.
That one's big, so that goes at the bottom. Shall we put that one there next?
Yep.
And which one after that? Which one goes next?
That one.
That one. Right. And then which one?
And two ones.
Two ones. Which ones?
That one.
That one?
Another one!
That one, another one. That one first. And then?
Another one!
Look, that's a tall tower with all those weights. I'll just give the scale pan another wipe. There.
Hold it.
Hold it. Oh, we're putting it back in the kitchen now. Thought you said you'd had enough. Do you want to hold a packet of Smarties? No, it's empty. Can you feel how light that
is? No.
What are you looking for now?
That one.
This one. We've got two packets of Smarties. You feel one with the Smarties in. That's heavy. And feel that one with no Smarties in. That's light. Isn't it? One's full and it rattles, and one's empty and it doesn't make a sound when you shake it, does it?
No, it's a red lid. Red lid.
A red lid? Yes, Mummy's been collecting the Smarty lids because I think they've each got letters on them, haven't they? Shall we have a look in this net? Look, I've been collecting them.
No, a net.
One of these little nets that the washing powder tablet's coming. We use them for all sorts, don't we? There we are. Oh, look. Wow.
A button.
Yes, I found a button in there as well from a dress.
Great button. One out for the great Smarties.
Yes, all those are lids. Excuse me, from tubes of Smarties. They're nearly all green, aren't they?
Yes. That lid
comes off. Yes, this one doesn't though, because it's still sealed up, isn't it?
Look at that one.
Look, they've all got different letters on them. We were collecting them until we had a full set. So I don't think we're going to have. We've got, it goes in that one, you think. We've got B and C and E. We've got two B's, different shades of green, and a C and an E. You're putting them in there, are you?
Yeah.
And F, two F's, both the same colour green.
Whoops,
and an I, two I's, again both greens but different colour greens.
No.
And a J.
No, put it in there.
And then we go to two N's, an R, and a P. And you should say P and then R because it goes that way around the alphabet.
No thanks.
No thanks, you've got to get through lots of smarties before we've got a full alphabet, Thomas. And if you notice, when you buy the tubes of Smarties, the lids are on that way. So, all it says is Smarties. It's when you open them and take them off that you know what letter you've got. So we could go through packets and packets of Smarties, couldn't we, before we find a full alphabet. What can you see on the box of Smarties?
Not see a thing.
Not see a thing?
No.
Can you not see a thing?
No.
I can see lots of Smarties. I've got the one that battles. What shall we make?
Hold it.
Hold it.
The thing.
A hold of thing?
Yeah.
It's a tube. It's a tube of Smarties.
Smarties, please.
What shall we make? A strawberry milkshake.
No thanks, no thanks.
Shake, shake, shake.
Wash that one. Drain that one out. You see a thing.
Well, are you going to take the lid off the sweeties? Have you been putting all the lids inside the tube?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's a good place to store them, isn't it? We needn't bother with a little net bag. Are you going to count them as you're putting them in?
No, no thanks.
No thanks. All right.
Whoops.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Mama picked it.
Will we pick it up? There yeah. You are. I think it's nearly time for you to have a drink of milk, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're enjoying doing that. Are you posting the lids into the Smartie tube? Anything that involves posting you like, don't you? Can we sort it out?
Yeah.
They all stuck?
Yeah.
Gosh, they all stuck. Would you like them all out again?
Yeah.
To bang it on the table. Oh dear, dear. They all stuck, aren't they? Oh dear. Oh dear, dear. There we are. Oh, for a moment I thought they were going to come out. If we can get one out, we'll probably manage to get the rest out. You try shaking it. Are they really stuck, Thomas?
There's a mummy sort it out.
Mummy sort it out? Well, that's the thing. If you put something very large into a very small space, it gets stuck. This is what we said about Purdy's whiskers. Purdy has whiskers on her face. Because if she's going somewhere small and her whiskers get caught, she knows that she's going to get stuck as well.
Yeah.
Oh, you find that funny, do you?
Yeah.
Thoughts of poor Purdy getting stuck. Oh, poor Purdy.
Purdy is stuck.
It's really well and truly stuck, aren't they?
Yes. Let's do it.
I think we might have to get the firemen to help, Thomas. Firemen are very good at getting things that are stuck and stuck. Oh, there he is. Oh, that's the policeman. Well, he's probably good as well. There's the fireman. Are you going to ask him for help?
Help, please.
Help, please.
I think laughing Purdy's stuck.
You're laughing because Purdy's stuck. No, Purdy's not stuck. If Purdy was stuck up a tree, the fireman might come. Do you think he would?
Do I do it?
Oh, we've nearly got them all
out. So if I in them, it's fun. I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
I'm sorry. I'm in a bunch of this. Brooch. Hey. I'm sorry.
What's the names for things that are very large? We've got wide, we've got big.
Thanks, policeman.
Thanks, policeman. Are you thanking the policeman for helping?
Yeah. See you. Got a problem.
Meanwhile, you have a go.
The red one.
You've got the red one stuck.
Yes. Now they don't.
Can't get it out. It's like when we're posting letters.
Oh, yes.
We can only post things through a slot if they're small enough to go through, and if not, we've got to bend them in half to make them smaller, haven't we?
Well, stuck.
Still stuck?
Yes.
Can you manage?
Yes. Whoops.
Are they still stuck, Thomas?
Sorry, policeman. Sorry, I picked up Purdy. Sorry, you picked up Purdy. Yes.
Are you asking him for help? Help with Purdy?
Help, please. And ladder, please.
You want the ladder, please, because Purdy's got stuck?
Yes, I'm a greaser fireman.
Help me, please, fireman.
Help, please. Not worry.
Not worry.
Get the firemen out. Get them out. Ladders. Out of ladders.
Well, he'd only need his ladders if Purdy got stuck up a tree and he had to climb up high to rescue her, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
If Purdy got stuck in something, if she'd gone in somewhere because she was too fat, that's why she got stuck, he wouldn't need his ladders. He might need his cutting equipment to cut her out. And then we'd have to take her to the vets, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
And what would the vet say? Oh, poor Purdy.
Yeah.
Oh, think the vet would feel very sorry for her?
Yeah.
I think he would.
Bit of ladders.
Well, there's the fire engine, look.
Get the ladder.
Get the ladder.
Get ready. Step. Grab it. Down the ladder.
Is he going up and down the ladder?
Yeah. That's flying in the place. Ladders for me, please.
Ladders for me, please. You're asking him to get the ladders for you?
Yes, but it's still a crack away, please. Put it up, put it. Oh, Purdy.
Oh, Purdy. Yeah, silly Purdy.
Yes.
I'm quite sure that firemen have a lot of important things to do putting out fires. They probably get a little bit cross when they're called out to get a pussycat who's stuck down from a tree, don't you?
Yes.
But then if they're firemen who like pussycats, perhaps they don't mind too much.